communities active and bring in especially the younger generation to take part in sports. But let's just quickly shift gears. The CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research is on standby, Dr. Uli Feed, and has been in this particular journey for quite some time. And she assumed this role of CEO in 2013, holding a PhD in health sciences from Maastricht University in the Netherlands. Her commitment to advancing research and prevention initiatives for FASD, fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, is unparalleled. And let's find out why. Dr. Uli Feed, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Seko. I was listening to you and the listeners this morning and the comments, and it seems as if the radio, Power FM listeners are wide awake and active already.
I'm telling you, yeah, always ready.
Days and everything already.
So, Dr. Uli Feed, you know, it is interesting because the issue of fetal alcohol syndrome disorder is quite a dangerous one, and it's quite a problem within South Africa. But perhaps share with us your role in alcohol harm reduction and what motivated you to go into this particular avenue.
Yeah, I've been the CEO of this foundation, like you said, for quite some time. And before that, I was a senior health manager at the Department of Health, and there I actually became aware of the harmful effects of alcohol, especially on children in terms of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And due to this huge problem in South Africa, by the way, we've got by far the highest reported rates in the world, I decided to join FAR and to spend, you know, a really focused attention in helping communities to address this problem.
So, you know, the issue of especially addressing the problem, how do you speak to the communities and, you know, engage with them so that they understand the dangers of FASD?
Yes, what is important to keep in mind is that the alcohol literacy levels in South Africa are actually very, very low. And the listeners to think about this. When you drink alcohol, do you know what the alcohol content of the specific drink is, what you're drinking? And do you know what the difference between acceptable alcohol consumption and harmful alcohol consumption is? And then also what is important is to know that no alcohol is safe during pregnancy. But before we start blaming, we need to keep in mind that 78% of women in South Africa have unplanned pregnancies. And here I'm not talking about teenagers only. Quite often women do not plan their pregnancies, or they fall pregnant, you know, because of other medication that they use while they were busy using contraceptives and so forth. And then they just merely continue using alcohol that like they used to do before they were pregnant. And this is one of the scary things of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, because unintentionally unborn babies are then harmed. So it is a big problem. It's a problem across South Africa, in every single community in South Africa. Of course, we've got communities with very high prevalence rates, and that is linked to various factors in our country.
And, you know, the issues of FASD, how, when you are in conversation with communities, are you finding that they are understanding what FASD is and really the effects that it has on the child?
Initially, when we start work to do work in a community, there's this pushback, because people, like I said, they don't know enough about alcohol. If we start talking, and when we start talking about FASD, there's a tendency to blame the woman, you know, the men pointing fingers to women and so forth. But as soon as people realize that it's not only the responsibility of women of childbearing age, it's every single person in a community's responsibility to make sure that pregnant women are supported not to drink during pregnancy, then we start taking in, as community members, we start taking responsibility, collective responsibility in the community. And it's wonderful to see how the men then step up and start supporting and protecting the women as well. So it's a journey for a community, but it goes along with a lot of awareness, prevention work, support work, and then, of course, research as well.
What is the relationship and the collaboration between Aware.org and FASD, and how is that working, and you know, just to promote, of course, the responsible drinking?
Yeah, like for Aware.org is dedicated to raising awareness about responsible drinking, supporting communities, building strengths, and so, and of course, dedicated to decrease the number of babies born with FASD in South Africa. So, FAR partnered with Aware.org, specifically with three projects that we have in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, and the Free State. And collectively, we use the vast research experience and what we've learned in terms of FASD and communities in South Africa, and then our experience, of course, in engaging with communities. And then the resources of Aware.org and Aware.org's commitment also to make a difference in the lives of people living with FASD and to prevent more babies from being born. So collectively, we then strive to increase the knowledge, the skills, and the awareness in communities. And we do that through support programs for pregnant women, like FAR's Healthy Mother, Healthy Baby program, various youth programs, education in general, and then also very importantly in raising the level of knowledge amongst professionals working in the area so that they can continue with the work in the Department of Health, Education and Social Development, etc.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I then wonder, just to share with us then the partnership between FARR, and as you've said also with Aware.org, and how you guys are working together to ensure that people understand the dangers of FASD and to fight FASD.
So, like I said, we're striving for the same things, like raising the awareness, supporting communities, and actually building a sense of responsibility and awareness in communities. So FAR use the financial resources of Aware.org by the funding they gave us for these projects, and then we bring our experience from FAR side and the research that we're doing and that we've already done across South Africa to these projects and to bring about change in the community. So it's very much striving for the same thing in the communities and helping communities to just to stand together and not to blame and not to stigmatize and to look at one's own responsibility towards your own drinking behavior, that of your children, and then in your family, circle of friends, and the wider community. And in doing so, we're striving actually to bring about a better future for children, mm-hmm. creating safer families and safer communities as well. Because the effects of FASD in our country is absolutely devastating, and we've got communities where they are very, very high alcohol use practices and FASD rates.
Which communities are those, Dr. Olifir, before I ask about some of the challenges that you face?
The communities, that what we find, like I said, FASD is a problem right across South Africa, and in any cultural group, and also in any religious group, you can just imagine in our programs we've got here and there Muslim mums also has got children with FASD. We sometimes forget that women drink alcohol because they during pregnancy because they do not have access to other resources. So if you're depressed and anxious and things like that, how can you... It might be a good way to practice self-medication, or your only way to practice self-medication. So again, the stigmatization and the blaming is very important to steer away from that. So we do have communities with a very high prevalence rates, especially in the Western Cape and the Northern Cape, where we've got the highest rates in South Africa. I'm not going to name the specific communities because that will be stigmatizing them. But, with Aware.org, like I said, we work in the Free State, the Western Cape, and the Eastern Cape. But in the Eastern Cape, we've also got areas with very high prevalence rates. So it's very concerning, these rates. And if you've got a high rate of FASD, it is a sure indication of the drinking in the area. And like AwareDoc.org, we are very, very concerned about the high levels of underage drinking as well. In our programs, we've got children who started or people who started drinking as young as 10 to 12 sure. years of age, drinking regularly.
Sure.
Cultural practices are also something that we're addressing in our programs together with AWARE.org.
Hmm. So what are some of the challenges, as you advocate for alcohol harm reduction, what are some of the challenges that you face in some of these communities?
We tend to think as adults, when we talk about peer pressure, we always tend to think that it's only amongst young people. But one of the things that we see, which is a big, big problem, over and above, including the low alcohol literacy, is peer pressure. So people would say to us, we've always done this. It's common for our common practice in our family or in our community to drink. And pregnant women would say to us, if we ask them, why did you use alcohol during pregnancy? They would say things like, my partner, the father of the child, put pressure on me to drink with him, or my friends or my family. So peer group pressure is a very, very real factor. Therefore, we need the community also to make sure that they get educated in terms of the harmful effects so that we can turn the negative peer group pressure around into positive peer group pressure. Then also, like I did mention, lack of resources, because quite often in many of the communities there are very limited, if any, access to mental health services. So self-medication with alcohol is a reality.
Yes.
People would tell us, not only pregnant women would say to us, I had to drink just to get through the day to cope with my stress. And as I mentioned, ignorance, and then low risk perception, also a big reality in South Africa, where we always tend to think it's not my problem, it's their problem. It's always somebody else's problem. So we always say, whether you drink champagne or a very cheap wine, it doesn't matter what you're drinking, the alcohol content and how many drinks you drink, that is the real problem. So that is part also of the empowerment, the education, and helping people to make better informed decisions. And again, this is where we're partnering from far with AWARE.org also, because we've got similar objectives in that regard.
We are in conversation with Dr. Liana Olefiere, the CEO of the Foundation for the Alcohol-Related Research. And Dr. Olefiere, I'm going to request that we please go to news. I've got a few more questions for you regarding this very matter, and we'll continue our conversation after news with Nosipho Radebe. Power News.